Good evening, Bangor Area High School. Excuse me. My name is Dave Dumont from Montgomery, New York. Area percussion of a great championships performance. All right, folks, here we go. Oh. Nice job on those bass drum unisons off the bat there. Okay, just be careful as far as the dynamic texture, bottom bass drum. Make sure you're not sticking out of that texture there. Yeah, nice solid timing and tempo and pulse being established by the battery backstage. Yeah, nice job again from the battery. Dynamic contrast there. Ooh, cymbals. Nice. Make sure that one crashes in time, though. Oh, yeah, nice job from the snare drums going from doubles to singles. Yeah, nice job on those hand-to-hand slams, guys. Some pretty significant differences of interpretation player to player on those slams, though. Some people really lifting high for the grace notes. Some people staying down nice and low on the grace notes. Just be careful. Yeah, really good sensitivity, dynamics battery. Okay, so front ensemble, and I see you guys keeping time by just doing a little quarter note prep with the mallets. Make sure that's the same, okay? And as we approach the instrument, I'm noticing some differences in technique player to player as well. Yeah. Good texture with the wind chimes there. Bum 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 bum. Make sure those are together. And we need to make sure we're interpreting the rests the same. Yeah, again. Just want to make sure the interpretation player to player is right on the money. Especially because that is very exposed. So just be careful. It's also technique. Interpretation, some differences there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Suspend and swivel rolls. Just make sure that we're taking the entire time to evenly crescendo. And make sure that we get to the climax of the crescendo at the same time as the band. We got there just a little bit early. Okay, so just be careful. Yeah, cool texture with the wind chimes and the bell tree. Yeah. Nice job on that break drum. Really solid tempo and timing pocket being established by the battery. Really good job setting up the rest of the ensemble. All right, quads. Yeah, some minor technique differences between the two quad players, though, as you travel down the drums. One of the quad players has their wrists really close together as they go to the outside drums. The other, not so much. So, as you continue to develop your technique, make sure that your set position is defined even on the outside drums. Okay. Wow, really solid unisons there from the battery. Bum, 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 bum. So make sure that's together. Keys, and I think most of these clarity issues are stemming from the differences in technique. Okay. Yeah. Cool color and texture created with the rim knock by the snare drums. Very cool. Yeah, really cool creativity with the sticking there. The French stroke threes. Bump, 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 bump. Make sure that's perfectly together right at the end. That's the last thing you do. All right, guys. Yeah, really well done. Some differences in technique across the board. That's some things to consider as you continue to develop. Keep working on your individual technique. Don't stop practicing even though the season's over. Keep it up, all right? Great job, guys. Thanks. Best of luck in the future.